There was a priest I knew who had kind of an interesting life. He started his life as a priest with great fervor. He was going to be just wonderful and tremendous, and he was. But little by little, something happened. Gradually, he shifted from the priest that had all of this fervor and all of this excitement to the priest who really felt, as he saw things he didn't like around him, that it was his job to correct. And he spent most of his time defending whatever he thought was the right thing to do. And he wasn't a very pleasant person. He wasn't someone you wanted to be around, because what happened was there was always something that made him angry. There was always something that caused him not to really be able to put up with whatever it was you were doing. And then it felt like all of a sudden, he wasn't that person anymore. He wasn't always angry. And so I asked him one time, I said, don't take this the wrong way, but what changed? You're a different person. He said, you know, I got tired of being angry. And what he discovered in the midst of this is that all that anger at things that maybe even he was right to be angry about were causing his spiritual life to become dry. He had for years not prayed the breviary because it just didn't do anything for him. Once he realized he was tired of being angry, the breviary did something for him. The celebration of Mass changed for him. His relationship with Jesus changed. We look at this first reading from Ezekiel, and we see all of these dry bones scattered all over the place. And it's one of my favorite stories from Ezekiel. You know, he is the performing prophet. So much of what he does, he acts out rather than directly speaking. And I like this because it reminds me that the people of Israel did not become dry in an instant. Little by little, something changed. Little by little, something was different. And brothers, I would suggest that that can be a danger for you and me too. We can let some little thing stew or cause us to stew so that it removes us from Jesus. And that's really the danger of religious life. You know, for those in the central province, the master of the order spoke about this very thing, about how we can lose the love that first attracted us to the order, to Jesus, to our relationship. It does not happen all at once. That's the insidious part. It usually happens little by little. But Ezekiel gives us the solution too. And so does Jesus. The solution that Ezekiel presents is the Word of God. And how important is it for us to be deeply schooled in the Word of God? To listen to it, to study it, to pray with it. Because we know that its truths cannot be exhausted by our efforts. And Jesus gives us an antidote as well, and that is love. Think of some of the things that we may not do, that if we did them, we might see things differently. Rather than complaining about the prior, maybe it would be good to pray for the prior. Or to ask yourself, what could he possibly be up to? But with a view not to what could he possibly be up to, but understanding. Or the provincial. Do we pray for the provincial, the master of the order, the student master? Do we pray for each other? And maybe not even generically, like I pray for all the brothers in the house. Maybe we should pray for them by name to remind us that each of us is on this journey to imitate St. Dominic. If we do these things, if we are attentive to loving God, and if we are attentive to really loving our neighbor, challenging when necessary, but supporting always, then indeed, the bones of our spiritual life will be joined together and become new.